And good morning once again. It is time for our Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 checkup. Joining me via Skype right now, Dr. Willie Foster, the head of the ED department over at Peace Harbor, and Dr. Heather MacArthur, who is our new medical director at Peace Harbor. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, George.
Now, I understand that as of Monday at noon, I believe it was, you guys started opening up some of the visitor restrictions. What's different today than a week ago? Who wants to tackle this one first?
I can start off and then Heather can chime in. This was a Peace Health-wide policy, not something that just occurred at Peace Harbor, but something that changed across the Peace Health system in Oregon. And basically the change is that prior until Monday, the only visitors that were allowed were in very special circumstances with very sick patients or patients that couldn't speak for themselves. And as of Monday, in general, patients, whether they are inpatients in the emergency department or coming for a procedure, are allowed to have one person accompany them. And there are some exceptions where two people are allowed if it's a minor child, if it's end of life issues like that. And I don't know if Heather has anything to add to that.
Well, just that we are continuing with are trying to protect our patients and the visitors. So those individuals who would be accompanying those patients would need to go through our screening process. They would have to answer our COVID screening questions, get a temperature check, wear a mask to accompany that person. So we're still keeping all of those same safe restrictions in place to try to protect the patients in the hospital and the caregivers so that we can keep the hospital a safe place for to care for patients, to try to prevent any COVID issues in the hospital.
What made you feel like it was safe enough to ease restrictions, or what was the Peace Health's purpose behind it, or what was their thought behind it?
I think there were a couple reasons. One was we wanted to make sure that patients were feeling comfortable and feeling like they had a person with them who could help them. I think the other side of this is we feel like we have a handle now on how to do a good screening process. We have a screening process in place that's been very effective. We've been able to demonstrate that. The Oregon Health Authority has been very clear about what those guidelines need to be. We've been able to demonstrate that to them. A couple hospitals in the system have been evaluated and shown their compliance, including some big hospitals. And so because we're all following those same guidelines, the Peace Health generally felt that they could then make sure that we were safe throughout the system, be able to allow one visitor, screen them, and then in the case of a child or an end-of-life patient, we would be able to bring in perhaps two visitors to see them. Again, we're trying to limit that so that it doesn't become a turnstile, a visitor one and another, because that will become very difficult to screen that many individuals, but trying to make it so that we can keep a person with the patient to make sure they're comfortable. Obviously, there are very difficult things that happen for patients, and these are very emotionally charged moments often, especially in an emergency department. And so we want to make sure that those patients feel well cared for, and whatever we can do to screen their visitor and give them a person who can help them through that difficult process of navigating the healthcare system. So I think Peace Health has tried to step up to make that support system possible for them.
Now, I understand that, of course, this started, I believe, on Friday through hospital-wide, with the exception of the smaller hospitals, that there was a little bit of congestion maybe when it came to visitors coming. Have we seen anything here in the last, 24 hours to that extent?
I think there's just been the need to make sure that everyone follows that social distancing as they come in. So there may be a little bit of a wait if they're having to come in just for a routine procedure and giving that little bit of extra time because our front desk people may need a little bit of extra time to be able to do that screening process. So perhaps as people come, especially for scheduled procedures, give a little bit more time than they may have, but it doesn't seem like we're having too big of a delay.
Now, overnight, or actually yesterday, we found out there were 180-plus new cases of COVID-19 throughout the state. Of course, 99 of those were in Union County. How concerned should we be? Is this a possible start of a second wave? I mean, I know that there's been some talk about it being, well, more testing available, but at the same time, maybe not.
Willie and I talked about this yesterday, so I think he had a really good answer, which was that I don't know that we've ever gotten out of the first wave. That was what we talked about, that we're still in this initial, still dealing with the same virus, and it continues to be with us. We've never gotten out of that initial phase of this is the virus that we're dealing with. We did a great job of sheltering in place, and now we're coming out of that process and seeing where the virus is and as it continues to migrate through our population. So I think that Dr. Foster would agree that we are trying very hard not to use the word second wave, because I think we're still dealing with this initial reality of what is COVID-19 going to do through our population. And so I don't see it as a second wave. I see it as this initial, now we're seeing what's going to happen as we come out of our quarantine and as it migrates through the population.
Dr. Foster, people in the community certainly have a lot of questions about testing. How many people are we testing each week? Do we have an idea of that?
I think Heather might have a better handle on that. I mean, certainly we continue to test every person that is being admitted to the hospital, either as an inpatient or for a procedure. And that is primarily to make sure they don't have active COVID so we can keep staff and other patients safe. In terms of testing people that have symptoms, that kind of varies from week to week. And Heather, do you have a better idea of how many patients are being tested because they have symptoms?
Symptoms have been low. I would say that we're testing between 5 and 10 people a day that may come in with symptoms. We are definitely seeing for procedures and for admission to the hospital, we're easily testing between 12 and 20 people some days. So our numbers have been very good because we haven't had any positive cases so far, except for the one that we had back on May 4th. And so in the Florence community anyway, the tests have been extremely reassuring so far. And we have tested a pretty large volume of people so far.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about antibody testing. And Dr. Foster, I believe you said that they didn't really have a handle on which test was the best. Has that changed since then?
At least from a Peace Health perspective, they have not decided to, you know, go ahead with testing. It is available to an individual through Quest. And I think that Heather was going to get an answer as to whether that needed to be ordered by a doctor or whether a patient could just walk in to a Quest lab over in Eugene and request that.
Dr. MacArthur,
So right now what we know is that we could order it. It would have to be ordered and then by a provider, and then they could draw the blood and do that. And as far as I know, it's having to come from a lab in Eugene still. So the provider and the patient could talk about it and then make a determination whether it was warranted, and then it would be able to be ordered, and it would have to be right now a lab in Eugene that would be able to do that for them. Unfortunately, we don't have it yet in Florence, but it would be something that could be done. And if the patient and the provider felt that it was indicated.
Lastly, phase two is we're in the middle of phase two now. Things opening up, gyms, sports, sport courts, salons, summer day camps, even some are. Is this advisable at this point, or are we still at a place where we need to be a little more cautious?
Well, even these places that have opened up are still, following what would be called the new norm in terms of social distancing. So it's not like they're opened up and operating as they were before. They are opened up with what we hope are safeguards in place to limit, the spread of any COVID that might be there, such as, the number of people that are in a certain space, the distance, wearing a mask, those kind of things. So I think in general, having these things open up is a good thing. At some point, we need to see what works in keeping people safe, yet allowing a return to a more normal life. So I don't see this as something that we need to put off any longer, especially here in Lane County, where we've seen until recently a relatively small amount of COVID. And then one of the comments I wasn't able to make earlier is, even though we're seeing a spike in the number of identified COVID patients, what would be more concerning is those patients being sick enough to be admitted to the hospital. And we're not seeing that. So that is reassuring as well.
All right. Thank you both very much for being on this morning. We appreciate the update there, and we'll look forward to doing this again sometime in the future.
Thank you very much, George.
Thank you, George. Have a wonderful day.
All righty. That is our Peace Health, Peace Harbor Hospital COVID-19 checkup for this Tuesday.